Isn't it, Yermis, for Wednesday, the 13th day of El Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Ve'le'or Tukshamim. We're continuing now the succession of fasts that Basin would proclaim as things were getting worse. Now that Rosh Chodesh Kislev has passed and still no rain is coming down, based in Gozrin Sholosh Tanias Al Hatzibur. Now for the first time, based in decree three fasts, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, over the entire community. During these fasts, it's still only a day fast, and therefore Oichlin Veshoislin Meshecha Shecha. They're allowed to eat and drink the night before the fast. Umbatorin Vimlacha, Uvirchitza, Uvesicha, Uvinilas Asandal, Uvesasram Shamita. And permitted, we are permitted during these fasts to do work, to bathe, to anoint one's body, to wear shoes, and marital duty. This is the same as the fasts that were taken on by Yechidim, by individuals, in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. What happens Ovru Elo? What happens if even these ones have passed? The first three fasts that the Beis Din have made on the Tzibur, V'loi Nano, and still they were not answered from Shemaim, the rain hasn't still come down. Beis Din Gozrin Sholosh Taniyas Acheres Al HaTzibur. Beis Din will then declare another three fasts for the community, Monday, Thursday, Monday. However, these three were more serious, were more severe. Oichlin V'shoisin Mibod Yom. You could only eat and drink when it was still day, on the day before the fast, but as soon as it got night, they'd have to stop and start fasting. So it's a day and night fast, similar to Yom Kippur and Chushabov. Vasurin, and they're forbidden during these three fasts, Bimlocha, to do work, or Virchitza, to bathe, that means the whole body, face, hands and feet is still permitted, or Visicha, and forbidden to anoint one's body, or Vinilas, the sandal, or wearing shoes, or Vesash, Mishamita, or having marital relations. We are more machmir, the Chacham are more machmir in these fasts, not to do anything of pleasure. V'noyalin es amer chatzois, in fact, they would close the bathhouses to ensure that people don't come to bathe in them. Ovru elo v'loinano, if even this set of three, this is the second set of three for the Tzibur have passed, and they were not answered with rain, Beis Din Gozrin Aleihem Moed Shava. Beis Din would make another four fasts, enact another four, seven fasts for the Tzibur to do, and these were Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Altogether, these seven, with the previous six, Shehein Shlosh Esrei Taniyas Al HaTzibur, make up now 13 fasts for the whole community. Mishnah mentions a number to tell us that they never made more than 13 fasts for the Tzibur because of a lack of rain. Hari Elu Yeseros HaRishonos, these seven fasts on the Tzibur were more severe than the previous three, in the sense, Sheba Elu, that in these seven Masrin, they would already take out the shofars, they'd be blowing the shofars, V'noyelin Esachanias, and closing the shops. However, they wouldn't close the whole day. The only shops that would close the whole day would be non-food items, non-food shops. Any shops that were selling food had an exemption. They would be open. Basheni Matinu Chashecha. In the Monday of these fasts, they would be just matin, just opening a little bit the doors of the shops towards evening, just so people can get food supplies for the evening. Uvachamishi mutarin, and on Thursday there would be mutter. The food stores would be permitted to open their stores all day, and that was mipnei kvod Shabbos, because of out of the honor of, for the honor of Shabbos, to allow people to buy supplies of food for the Shabbos.